Towns is, do the Titans present with their ability to run the ball and Marvin's ability to pass it?
I mean, I think you just, you know, said it right there. They have the ability to run the ball. DeMarco Murray, huge fan of DeMarco Murray. Ever since college, you know, we came out together, huge fan. I got the utmost respect for him. Feel like he's, you know, the best running back in the game, if not the best, you know, top two or three. It just depends on the day. And he has a great offensive line. You know, they not a big fan and, you know, all the stats and, you know, all the metric sites, but, you know, the Tennessee Titans are right behind the Cowboys. So that just tells you what type of, you know, offensive linemen they have, the type of right tackles, left tackles, you know, interior, the type of coaching that they have. And it all starts with the offensive linemen. They got a great running game, great receivers. Kendall, he's explosive. You know, they got all the weapons to be great. We just got to make sure that they don't get it all together and put it all together on Sunday for us.
With a guy like Marcus Mariota, and I know you guys have faced running quarterbacks this year, but do you have to temper down your pass rush at all?
No, me temper down my pass rush? No, never. No, never. I mean, you know, Marcus, he's a great quarterback. He doesn't really give up a lot of sacks. He's able to, you know, evade defenders, run, can do, you know, everything, run the ball, throw the ball. You know, he's has great decision-making, doesn't really take sacks, like I said before. So we have a very, very tough challenge in front of us. And usually when you get a scrambling quarterback, you know, he doesn't really have a, you know, a really good offensive line. That's why he's scrambling. But he has a great offensive line, and he's still able, you know, to make plays and all that stuff. So very, very tough challenge, very, very tough team that we're going against. It's going to be a tough one.
You got four games left in the season here. You're sitting on 13.5 sacks. Did you set a number for sacks to start the year? Did something?
Yeah, 55 sacks. And I figured if I got 10 5-sack games, you know, I could be close. You know, no, I didn't really set a number. I never set a number in college. My sophomore year, I set a number. I told myself I wanted to get like 15 or 16 sacks, and I ended my sophomore season with 3 sacks. So I told myself right after that I'm not going to, you know, put a number on sacks. And then the following year, I led the NFL in sacks. I mean, I led the NCAA in sacks. So ever since that little period in my career, I told myself I would never put, you know, a number on sacks. I just go out there and play to the best of my ability, and whatever happens, happens.
Some guys who rush the passer like you don't involve themselves in the running game that much, but you enjoy tackling still. How does your role change in a week like this where the team that wants to clearly establish the run?
I mean, first, I just got to understand what my role is. You know, it's not just rushing the passer. You know, that's what I do. It's not just the ring game. It's, you know, it's not just dropping in coverage and covering tight ends. My job is to make plays, make big plays for my team, however I can make them, you know, strip the ball, sacks, you know, tackle for loss, PBUs, however I can get them, that is my responsibility. Every year at the beginning of the year, coach, you know, he has everybody stand up. What's your name? What's your position? And every single year I stand up, I'm Von Miller, and I play defense. So I really don't look at it as, you know, I got to rush the pass. And I'm out there to make plays. I'm out there to make plays for my teammates. And that's what I try to go out there and do.
Is that a conversation that's been had with you and John Elway or you and Coach Filcher? Is that just you in your head say, I need to go be a playmaker? That's my job.
Oh, no. I mean, that's just me from day one. You know, it's just from day one coming into Dove Valley with the Denver Broncos. You know, I looked at our team. I looked at what I wanted my role to be, and I just, you know, went out there and I did it. You know, from day one, I never really just wanted to be identified as a pass rusher in the first place. I play defense, and whatever is under that description, that's what I'm going to do.
When you play with a young quarterback on the other side of the ball, is your defense aware of it? Do you raise your game?
For a young quarterback?
Well, knowing that, you know, like Paxton was your quarterback last week, yeah. Knowing that defense might have to carry the day.
Honestly, I never really, you know, think about it like that. You know, whatever they do over there is what they're going to do. On our side of the ball, we've just stacked all across the board with great leadership, from the cornerbacks to the linebackers to the defensive linemen to the outside linebackers. So going into the game, I mean, we pretty much know our role and what we need to do. We need to go out there and play great defense. It's not, you know, we want to keep the points under, you know, 14 or 10, anything like that. You go crazy if you set those type of goals every single week. So we go out there, we try to play the best possible defense that we can play. We just go out there and play our defense, and, you know, whatever happens, happens.
What kind of challenges does a guy like Delanie Walker bring?
I mean, all type of challenges. I mean, he's fast, quick, strong, he can block. I've been a fan of Delaney ever since he's with the 49ers. So, you know, he can run fast. He can block. I think when he's with the 49ers, he's probably the fastest tight end that they had. And we all know what type of, you know, speed Vernon Davis has. So he's incredibly fast, incredibly, you know, talented, can jump. He's really like a receiver, but he's in a tight end's body. And sometimes when you get, you know, receivers like that, receiving tight ends, they don't really like to block or get down there and get money or anything. Delaney, he's full all the way around. He's covering on every single description that you need to be a great tight end. He has it. He's fast, quick, strong, all of that.
Both of these teams have defensive coordinators who've been coaching the NFL since the 70s. What makes Wade the kind of guy that really relates to players much younger than he relates so well to
them? I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. Let me think about it. He's just Coach Phillips, man. It's never really too high for him. It's never really too low. You know, the job is never really too big or small. You know, he's always level-headed, consistent every single time. And you would think with a guy that has his age, he wouldn't be able to relate to the young guys. And that's who he flocks to. You know, when he first got here, me and Wade, we talked, joked, you know, all type of stuff. And I wasn't expecting it. I've had, you know, older coaches before, and, you know, it's always yes, sir, no, sir. You get your job done and go to work. You know, not really a sense of humor and all that stuff. But Coach Phillips, he's been doing it a long time, and you can really tell he's really – you know, balanced some of the personalities that he's had over his career. You could tell he did a great job with those guys.
We're talking to you Monday, and you didn't get the stat. You said stats aren't why you play, but now you got the stat, sack and the strip fumble.
Nah, stats ain't why I play, man. You know, I'm just trying to go out here and get my job done. But no, I had already put to bed on Monday. I had already, you know, I wasn't gonna beat myself up about it. You know, we won the game. And like I said, when you turn the film, you will be able to see what exactly happened on that play. So I really didn't – as a matter of fact, I really didn't even press, you know, to get the sack, you know, changed. I asked about it after the game. They said no, and I just, you know, let it go. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. And I feel like if I just got another opportunity to go out there and play, I would, you know, be able to, you know, get that sack back. But I really didn't, you know, beat myself up about it.
I know how much you appreciate other guys in the league, like Collins, what he's done in the Giants, but your teammates are – starting to stump for you as defensive player of the year. Is that award important to you at all in terms of the team concept?
I mean it's important that I go out there and put my best foot forward every single week. And I know if I do that, then whatever happens at the end of the year, I'll be okay with. And that's what I've been doing all the way up until this point, and I don't see why I can't keep doing it, you know, for the last 4 weeks. It's the National Football League, things happen. But I'm just trying to be the best, you know, vermin I could possibly be. And if I'm able to do that, then I'll be okay with whatever happens. With the Defensive Player of the Year, you only get, you know, a certain amount of opportunities to get that. That's why it's special. That's why it's a special opportunity. You know, 1 year you could be a dominant guy, and then the next year, you know, it just doesn't happen for you. And then it doesn't happen for you this year. Then you get another opportunity to do it. You just got to take advantage of the opportunities. And we have a great opportunity, you know, to get awards and do all that stuff. And that comes with winning. If we're able to win, you know, all those awards that come, the Super Bowls and the MVPs and the rookies of the years and all of that stuff will come. We just got to start with it.
When teams double you, you take that as a sign of respect?
I guess. I mean, I want to make plays. You know, I'm not looking for respect. You know, I'm trying. I'm trying to make plays. You know, so it's kind of frustrating. But I never really get caught up into that. I just try to get the opportunities that I do get. I gotta make it happen. And I kind of beat myself up about this because when I first came into the league, nobody was really chipping me like that. In my second year, nobody was really chipping me. I should have been taking advantage of those opportunities when I got them. So, you know, I really don't, you know, pay no mind to it. You know, LeBron James, they triple team him, and Clay Matthews and Steph Curry and all that stuff. So, I'm not looking for respect. I'm trying to make plays. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm trying to ruin the game, and they don't want me to do it.
How's your elbow?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, I've been throwing the ball around, been doing all type of stuff. It's really not, you know, a factor for me. You know, I hate that Coop had to put it on the injury report, but that's, you know, what you got to do. But I'm ready to go. It's really not a non-factor for me.
You have to wear a brace?
I don't know. We've been working out all type of options from tape and, you know, going without it. And it's really not, you know, whatever Greek, he's a mastermind at all this stuff. Whatever he wants me to do, I'm going to do it. I can play with the brace, pray without it. It's not really, you know, a big deal for me. If it was a wheel or a knee or anything like that, then it'd be a little bit more serious. But, you know, it's not really a big deal for me.
Okay, thank you, Vaughn.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.